And the miracle of miracles has finally happened in New Jersey. As of this past Friday, indoor dining, to a point, has been allowed to resume. And while it is a little confusing, let's just look at some of the key points. Can restaurants who are doing only outdoor, who are going back to indoor, still do outdoor? As long as it doesn't snow, you can keep your outdoor operation intact. Does the 25% capacity include staff members? No. It refers to the number of people you can have in the restaurant, meaning customers. So if the restaurant, if your place seats 100 people, it means you can have 25 people eating indoors. And the 25% capacity, that is just for indoors. As long as you do the social distancing, follow the outdoor rules, you can have as many people as that situation allows. Now, we talk about restaurants and indoor dining. What about places like Starbucks or fast food places like Burger King, Wendy's? Oh yeah, those places as well can have the 25% capacity indoor dining as long as they abide by the rules of reopening. As far as places like I just mentioned are concerned, it's a bit of a gray area when it comes to service. Here's what the executive order states. Food or beverage establishments shall only allow patrons to place orders for indoor table service when they're seated at a table or a bar, and only wait staff or other employees may bring food or beverages to seated patrons. So theoretically, you can walk into a fast food restaurant, order your food at the counter, and leave. But if you want to eat at the restaurant, a staff member would have to bring them their food, as well as take their order at the table. I know McDonald's, they bring your food to the table. So they would have to add the first part of the process, not just keep going with the final part of the process. As far as the other fast food restaurants who do neither, now that's a corporate policy, I guess, that those individual companies are going to have to look at. As far as face masks and indoor dining, you're required to wear a mask at all times when you're not in your seat. If you refuse to wear a mask, Karen, without a medical reason, well, then you're not going to be allowed to sit indoors. Governor mandated that diners have to keep your mask on until your food and drink arrives, and after you've finished eating and drinking what arrives. All employees obviously are required to wear masks, unless they have a legitimate medical reason, or wearing a mask would be dangerous to the job they're doing. And all employees have to be provided with free face coverings and gloves. As far as enforcing all this, police will continue to respond to complaints about overcrowding or unsafe practices, which we know there's going to be one restaurant that is going to think, well, the rules don't apply to me. That's just inevitable. Police have given out violations in the past to restaurants that have not complied with the executive orders. How about at the bar? Will bars be required to serve food? Will there be seating at the bars? Bars that serve food will be able to seat customers as long as social distancing is maintained. Groups seated at the bar will be kept at 4. Restaurant bars that don't serve food, that's off limits. People can order drinks from their tables and the drinks will be delivered by waitstaff, but standing at a bar area, not happening. Now what appears to be good news for New Jersey restaurants, is it too little and way too late? Because when you look calendar-wise, serving diners indoors has been stopped for almost 6 months now. There was one restaurant owner I heard saying that indoor dining at 25% capacity is not sustainable, at least for them. They said 25% does not cover overhead. They can't send their mortgage company 25% of their mortgage payment. They can't pay 25% of their utility. Well, they could pay 25% of the utility bill, but then they won't have utilities. It's really the outdoor dining, the cooperation with a lot of the towns and cities that have kept the doors open on many restaurants. But obviously, as we get out of September, move into the final part of the year, Yeah, people don't want to have to eat and shovel snow off their plate when they're eating. Also speaking of the calendar, almost all the profits restaurants made generally are earned during the last 3 months of the year. Basically, the holiday seasons, for all intents and purposes. Oh, and just because indoor dining is allowed, we have to really wait and see, take a look at after the first few days, whether or not people will continue to come because of a fear of the COVID virus or lack of adherence to the rules by whatever restaurants choose to be stupid about things. Now, there's another way that restaurants in New Jersey could be thrown a pretty significant lifeline. BYOB restaurants, specifically. State government could finally change the state's restrictive liquor license law, which goes back to before Prohibition, by the way. That law limits municipalities to one liquor license per 3,000 residents. In places where demand is high, licenses can sell for $1 million or more, if they're available at all. But if you expand the number of licenses, liquor licenses, in a town or a city, what that means for more restaurants is more revenue and certainly more profit. Because I'm sure you've ordered a glass of wine. That's about the price in most cases, rightfully so. The price of a half a bottle of wine. It's a beer as well. There's a sizable markup for beverages for restaurants. And when you think that the majority of restaurants are trying to function on a profit margin of only 3 to 5%, being able to sell a glass of wine with a order of chicken parmesan, that would help. That would help a lot. But good news, at least in part, for the New Jersey restaurants.